This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach. I'm here with Laura. Actually, I'm not here with Laura. She's in Salt Lake City, but I'm here with Rebecca. Say hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, today we're talking about something that Laura has a lot of energy around, something that she thinks can change an entire relationship with one simple question. So that's going to be cool. But first, I want to remind you that we have a conference coming up in June, June 8th and 9th here in Seattle. It's a great event. We love it. We would love for you to participate. And turns out a lot of people are coming from out of town, so you're going to want to get on the ball. You can do that by going to marriagetherapyradio.com. and clicking on events or workshops or something there. But right now, we're going to listen to Laura talk about her one question. Stick around.
Hey, what's new in your life? I've already seen you once this week, which is kind of cool. We almost rarely meet twice a week.
Yeah. What's new in my life? Well, Abby's TV show came on last night. That was kind of exciting.
And she had a main part.
Yep. And we had a watching party. Everybody, we had a bunch of friends come over, and we just all stood there, and she annotated it for us, which was kind of funny.
Yeah. Does she like watching herself? Because you know how some people, they really don't like to hear their own voice. They don't listen. You don't listen to our podcast. I listen to our podcast.
Sometimes listen to the podcast.
Good. How does?
By the way, my wife listens to the podcast, and she recently told me, because she loves me, that one of our latest episodes was not our best.
Was it our last episode?
It was the one about the sleeping.
Oh.
She was like, not your best. And I was like, oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah, that's all right. She's on.
Anyway.
They're not all going
to
be.
Apologies to those of you who.
That was your first time listening. Yeah. Well, at least they came back for round two. I think today's episode is actually going to be a lot better. I was really fired up about it last night. I couldn't wait. I was sort of chomping at the bit because I was buzzing from working with this specific couple. And they kind of gave me permission. I mean, nobody's going to know. It'll be confidential, but they just had a lot of progress, a lot of movement in their relationship. And I thought, I'm going to share this with the world, with all 8 billion of our listeners. Pretty incredible.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. So ask me about my half marathon that's coming up.
Hey, so what's new? Do you have a half marathon? It's coming up, right?
It is. Thank you so much for asking. By the time this episode comes out, actually, because we're recording it a few days in advance, but I have it in 2 days, and I think I'm ready. The goal was to run a half marathon, and then for some reason, I decided to put in a time limit that I wanted to hit, and if I don't hit that time limit, which is 2 hours, then I just am going to make myself, I have to hit it, so I'll just make myself run another half marathon. But the best part about all of this, and I've discovered something so incredible about myself, is that accountability is such a major factor in me accomplishing anything. Mm. And so I've had this running partner, and we run together once a week, and he's such a boss. He basically just runs and he doesn't slow down, and he makes me keep running if I slow down or if I stop, but he's pretty incredible. So I have that going on. And I have a new thing that I'm doing. I cut out all social media from my life. This is my April
How's
focus. It's so great. I don't know if anybody has ever done a social media detox, but I have been planning a social media detox for the last month. And I have been calculating. Have I told this story on the podcast?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I set up a timer on my phone, and it will tell me the amount of time that I've been spending on social media. And You guys, I'm not kidding. I'm going to tell you. Well, do you know how many hours a week it was? Have I told you?
I think you did. Was it like 7?
Oh, no, it was more. I mean, I could be running a small business with the amount of time. And I have a moment of weakness. It's not really a moment. It's a moment of boredom. First thing in the morning when my son crawls into bed with me, he wants to watch his cartoon. That's his screen time. It's first thing in the morning when I'm still groggy and I want to still be sleeping. And I end up just mindlessly scrolling and stalking people on social media. And so that's my time that I cut out. And I feel really good about it. It's already, yeah. I feel cleaner. I feel lighter on my feet. I'm getting more accomplished. I did errands yesterday. As you could see, I was doing things that I probably wouldn't have had the time to do because I would have been scrolling.
You sent me a to-do list.
Did I? Did I send you?
More or less.
Did I really?
Here's all the stuff I want you to do by Friday. Okay.
It works really well with my husband. Is that not transferable to all men?
Yeah, sure.
Just checking.
Well, if you're not on Facebook, you missed my latest dad joke.
Oh, well, why don't you share it with the rest of us?
You know about Murphy's Law, right?
What is it? What can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Right.
Uh-huh.
And then there's, do you know what Parkinson's Law is?
No.
Parkinson's Law is that work expands to fill the time that's allotted for its completion.
Sure.
So it's like, so if you tell me you want something done by Friday, I'm going to turn it in on Friday.
Yeah, it's going to take you until Friday.
Do you know what Cole's Law is?
I've already heard this one. Tell me.
It's thinly sliced cabbage, carrots, and mayonnaise. Cole's Law.
All right. I laughed only because you were laughing. Congratulations. You got me.
Thanks.
You got a giggle.
Yeah. Good.
Coleslaw. My favorite coleslaw is when there's jalapenos in it. I like a spicy slaw. Spicy slaw. Yeah. You guys, I could not be more excited to announce the relaunch of the Marriage in Motion online relationship training course. So many of you have been emailing and asking when registration will be reopening. Well, ta-da! The time is now. Marriage in Motion teaches the science of successful relationships. And in this online course, you'll acquire the insights and develop the skills that are necessary to elevate the trajectory of your relationship, all without the time and cost of traditional therapy. So included in the course are 16 video lessons and their corresponding activity sheets. Look, we love that you are faithful listeners of the podcast, and we know that true growth and change occurs when you take action through incremental and intentional behaviors that build hope, confidence, and momentum in your relationship. And that's why great relationships aren't just learned, they're earned. So to celebrate the reopening of the registration for Marriage in Motion course, we have dropped the price $100. So now the course, the entire course, is only $297. I want you to think about where your relationship will be a year from now. It's your move now to a better relationship today than it was yesterday. So go to register at www.forbetter.us. That's forbetter.us. Yeah. Okay, here's what I'm talking about. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
I transformed this couple's relationship. Wasn't me, actually. I'm not going to take the credit for this. This couple transformed their relationship in 2 weeks with one question that they asked. Mm. So it was the female partner, and she asked her male partner one question on a daily basis, and it literally changed the entire climate of the relationship. Everything had shifted. Because when I met with them, they were so disconnected and angry and resentful and quite frankly flooded during the entire session. I was pretty stuck, and I don't even remember giving this as homework, but apparently I had a moment of brilliance. And I just said, here's what I'd like for you to do. I would like for you, female, to ask your male partner once a day this one question. And the question is, what can I do for you today to make you feel loved? And there's a lot of different reasons why, and I know you've heard this before, Zach. We've talked about this question before. I don't know where it comes from. I want to take credit for it, but I guarantee that it was like Oprah or John or Deepak Chopra or somebody that came up with
it. Well, what it sounds like to me is that thing that we often prescribe called the State of the Union. And it's kind of the fourth part of the State of the Union, which is what's coming up this week that I can help you with, or how can I be a good partner, or how can I make you feel loved this week? So yeah, maybe that's where it came from for you.
I don't know. If I came up with it, I would love that, but I honestly don't think I did, but I'm honing in on it. And
what do they say? There's nothing new under the sun. So I'm going with you came up with it.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And anybody who's listening to this, you go ahead and you claim it. I don't need the the notoriety. So yeah, what can I do to make you feel loved today? And the reason why this was so powerful is that at first, he was really resistant because he knew it was prescribed. It didn't feel authentic coming from her.
Mm-hmm. And I love that argument.
Yeah. And
I love it when people tell me that.
Yeah. I'm like, that's fine. I think just about everything that I tell you to do is going to feel prescribed, and it's going to feel clunky and awkward.
Well, what I always think is funny too, is when you talk, like if that person, that same guy wasn't going to take guitar lessons, mm-hmm, and they were like, here's what you need to do to make the G chord.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, but this doesn't feel authentic with my fingers. Like I don't,
my fingers don't curl this way normally.
Yeah. Like I'm kind of like, of course it doesn't feel authentic. You're learning how to do something you didn't know how to do before.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he said he was kind of resistant and it didn't feel good the first couple of days, but he responded. And he said, I gave her small things, things that weren't very difficult for her to do. And I thought that was, so anyway, so she follows through. Okay. So he says something like, I would really love it if you could pick up chocolate milk from the grocery store. I would love that. And so she goes to the grocery store, she picks it up, it comes home. It took her, you know, 5 minutes to do that. But
this podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
The fact that she did it, that she followed through, built trust between them. And then the next day she asked the question, but this time it was at a different time. It's not like she had, you know, like set an alarm on her phone at like 2:21. She was going to text her partner every day. And he said, so she remembered the second day, which I thought was really cool because oftentimes I will prescribe things and people will do it the first day because it's top of mind. They might do it the second day, but then it falls off. And they said the beauty of this question, what's one thing I can do for you today to make you feel loved, is that number one, it's not a guessing game. I think that we get really stuck on this whole like five love languages. We have to know mm-hmm. how our partner needs to be loved. Mm-hmm. And that this takes the guessing game out of it. She doesn't have to know if his love language is physical touch or if his love language is right. words of affirmation. He's literally just telling her, this is what I need today. And if you follow through, that's going to make me feel pretty stinking loved. And so day after day after day, she would ask, and it became more and more authentic, and it became less prescribed and clunky. Mm. And he said, I give myself credit because I gave her these really easy tasks to do, which I thought was brilliant because he said, it wasn't hard. It's not hard to love me. And I was like, you're right. It's not hard at all to love one another. What gets people stuck is that it's not consistent, and the consistency is the key. It's the small things, right? We talk about the small things often that fills up our love tanks. And it was the consistency of her asking the question, the consistency of her fulfilling that need, the consistency of him saying one thing after another, after another. And after a while, what do you think his response was?
Well, I sure hope it was, hey, what's one thing I can do to love you today?
Oh, like to respond
in return.
He did, yes. But eventually, his response was, "You're doing it. Just you remembering me, just you mm-hmm. thinking about me is making me feel loved. The fact that you have asked me this question for the last 8 days at different mm-hmm. times in conversation, through text, whispering it in my ear before I go to bed, all of those things have made me feel loved and appreciated and thought of. And that makes me feel loved. You don't need to do anything."
So it's a double whammy.
It's totally a double whammy.
So he gets the benefit of whatever the act is, but then mm-hmm. the question itself is trust building. The question itself is transforming.
Absolutely.
Especially and, over time. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about the benefits of him receiving. And I think oftentimes people think when I give, you receive. But the best part about this question is that it benefits both partners.
Yeah.
Because by her remembering to ask, "What can I do to make you feel loved today?" she's developing a habit of mind. And mm-hmm. it's growing over time where she's now in the habit of thinking of her partner and asking herself, "What can I do to pour into my partner? What can I do to lift my partner up so that I'm pouring into our relationship?" And I asked her, how has this benefited you? And what has shifted or changed in your mind?" And, you know, of course she was probably like, "Oh, nothing. I mean, I don't think anything's changed." And he called bullshit, which I absolutely love. He was like, "But it has, because there's all these other things that you have been doing. The overall climate of the relationship has changed. She's more willing to," this was my favorite part, "she's more willing to say yes to things." So he says, "You know what I would really love?" He gives her all these small things all throughout the week. "I would love chocolate milk. I would love for you to, you know, cook dinner with me. I'd love for you to take the garbage out." Small things. And then he has the big ask. And I love this because science actually shows that you're more willing to say yes to somebody if they've already roped you in for a smaller task. So I'll give you an example. Zach, I just need to borrow a dollar. That's it. Like, I need to borrow a dollar and I'll give it back to you. And then I come back to you a week later. I'm like, "You know what? I'm a little short. I actually need $100. You are much more willing to give me the $100 because you gave me the dollar last week. But if I had never asked for that dollar, you'd be least likely." So anyway,
there's a show on Netflix that kind of explores this notion. It's called The Push. And it's this mentalist, this British mentalist. I think his last name is Brown. I can't remember his first name.
What is a mentalist?
Just somebody who kind of messes with your brain or does mind tricks that are...
Not a magician, but somebody who...
Sort of, like a magician, but almost like a hypnotist or whatever. Mm-hmm. But basically, they're trying to figure out if they can get somebody to push somebody off the top of a building. Can they help someone? Can they get a person to commit murder, basically?
And
it starts with these little tiny ingratiations, like mm-hmm. these little tiny things, and then they graduate and graduate and graduate, and they try to figure out whether or not they can ultimately get that. It's exactly what you're describing. So
But
it's an interesting show. It's an interesting thought experiment. It's a little manipulative, but it's a.
So this episode is brought to you by Push.
Yeah, Netflix. This episode is brought to you by Netflix.
Yeah,
Damon Brown. Whatever. You know what you're describing is that sounds like this couple was in a state where sort of negative was begetting negative.
Yeah,
and that was the cycle they were in, mm-hmm. and subtly they stopped that cycle
mm-hmm.
and began to experience the reality that positive also begets positive.
Right.
It reminds me of this couple that I had, and they would argue about the littlest stuff. But one of the big contentions in their house was why he wouldn't put the toilet seat down. So she would say, "Well, I don't understand why you don't put the toilet seat down. It takes you like 5 seconds." And mm-hmm. then he would be like, "Well, why does it matter? I mean, there's no right place for the toilet seat. Why don't you just put it down? It takes you 5 seconds." And in reality, it doesn't even take 5 seconds, right? It takes like a half a second. But they were leaving one day, and I was like, "Hey, man, let's try something. Why don't you just put the toilet seat down and see what happens?"
Because
they were all like dug in on, "Well, why should I do it? You should do it."
Right.
And so I was like, "Don't even tell her. Just put it down and see mm-hmm. what happens." So he puts it down, and they come in the following week, and he has put the toilet seat down. But then she's like, and I was like, "So what happened?" She's like, "Well, she said thank you." And then, and then I said, wait, all I had to do was, and you're nice to me. And then I did other stuff. And then she did other stuff. And like this little tiny act of just put the toilet seat down, shifted the entire balance of the begetting in their house, right? It was negative begets negative. And then all of a sudden it switched to.
Yeah.
So I find that couples simpler than you think.
It totally is. But I find that so many people are stuck. I mean, I know you have heard this response. I hear this all the time. I don't want to do one more thing. I have put so much into this relationship. I'm the one that is constantly giving, giving, giving. It's his turn. It's her turn to give.
And or this one. Why should I have to ask?
Right.
Why should I have to ask? I was like, because I don't know what you want if you don't ask me for it, you know, like,
yeah. Anyway. So I want our listeners to do an experiment. Are you ready? I'm probably asking for a whole lot of customer service right now, but that's okay. Cause I have Zach roped in on answering some emails. So I love our listeners are now clued into now they write the title is Laura and then in parentheses and Zach in spirit.
The reason you've got me responding to emails is because you wrote me into a simpler task a while ago.
I did. I probably did. Yeah, that's awesome. So here's what I would love. I'm going to challenge you listening, because oftentimes it's just one person that's listening to this podcast. Although I have many people who have said that they listen with their partner, or they both listen.
How about that sweet lady that said, we can't think of anybody we'd rather spend Tuesday afternoon with than the two of you.
Oh, that's like, so sweet. That's fun. It's like that's a double date, except for we are not on a date with each other. Yeah. I mean, we could be. We're drinking buddies.
Hey, the reason I know that is because she responded to an email that we sent her because she became a patron.
Oh,
so if you want to become a patron and help us keep the lights on, you're allowed to do that.
You get a response from Zach. Yeah. Yeah. Zach will communicate with you directly. You know what? That's the benefit of being a patron.
No.
Okay. Let me explain my challenge.
Right. Okay. Your challenge.
Go. It's pretty simple, but what I want for you to do is I want for you today, when you're listening to this, find some way to remind yourself to ask your partner, what's one thing that I can do to show you love today? And it's great if you do it in the morning, that way you have all day to complete that task and then just make sure you complete it. And then the next day ask again and the next day. And I want for you to just pay attention to the climate of the relationship, pay attention to your partner's response and don't assume that anything's going to happen. Just notice. Like, don't hope that, okay, if I start doing these things for you, it's not a tally system. It's not a tit for tat. Like, if I do this thing for you, then you're going to start doing this for me. That's not the point. The point is to change the climate, right, of the relationship. You're going to be shifting it. You're going to be taking yourself out of the cycle of negativity and moving yourself into the cycle of positivity. And then
changing the begetting.
Changing the begetting. And then here's what I want for you to do. I'm going to make this easy on us. I want for you to call in because we have our number. Yeah. I want you to call in and tell me about what happened. Just give me like a 30-second synopsis of what you noticed, how your relationship shifted just by asking this one question. And I will give that number to you right now.
or in a couple seconds.
Yeah. I'll give that number to you after the podcast. Cool. All right. So that's it.
Okay. That's it.
I thought I was setting it up for something special. All right. I'll put it in the outro. I'll put the number in the outro. And then I want you to call me in a week and let me know how it went. It's going to record your voice and then we're going to play it on the podcast.
All right.
All right. Bye, Zach.
Be careful because Laura's roped you into a simple task.
It's a simple. And then I might have a big task. That's right.
A big
task. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm going to give you the telephone number that you can call in. Now, I have to say, nobody's going to answer the phone. It's literally just going to send you to voicemail, and hopefully you have some awesome things to say about this experiment that we are holding. So here's the phone number. It's 801 810-610-6197. Now, you can always use this number if you want to call and leave a review. If you have a question and you want for us to play it on air, I should preface this. Whatever you say on our voicemail, it is subject to being put on the podcast. So just make sure that you're not leaving any identifying characteristics, phone numbers, names, anything like that. Thank you so much for all of the time and energy and effort that you're putting into making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.